Chains, walk a ball. Protection, card advantage, win condition. Who you gonna call? Too good at something master, now he just adapts memories. Seemed up with the mystic and he made too many enemies. Used to sleep call late, then he was the first to meet. Now in Titan 2, well the man is mostly dead to me. Can I count the high amount of times the man has wrecked me? Huge man standard like it was an appendectomy. Cost more than 4 and you ain't got haste. You failed the test and his name is Chase. No obliterators, haters, persecutors, slow. You all play hold, I don't think so. Really more hard infected, automated, and shaky. So we wanted 2 colossal mistakes from World Wake.
Chase the mind sculptor, better than all. Chase the mind sculptor, better than all. Chase the mind sculptor, better than all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Elder Dragon Durl podcast. This time with much more Internal Masters than the last episode. This is me, your host Igor, and with me as always is Niksha. Say hi, Niksha.
It's Niksha!
So, you seem to be hyped up to be back.
No, I just thought that maybe sounding more jolly might be better.
I mean, there's no reason not to be jolly about this episode because we finally get to comment on Internal Masters.
The entirety.
Okay. Yep. We meant to do it last week, but scheduling issues did occur, so here we are.
Yeah, during the normal scheduling, I kind of like went to the movies, so yeah, that was my bad.
Yeah, did you watch anything good at least?
Well, I did watch X-Men.
Does that count as good?
Yes.
Yay! So, do it quick, who's your commander of the week?
I played something.
Good for you.
I think I played mostly ninjas.
As
so
did.
Yeah, Sig River Cutthroat is still the best guy ever.
The best ninja general ever.
Yeah, but since wizards just don't want to give any blue-black ninja commanders.
How
dare. They have a blue commander, yeah, but there's like black ninjas as well.
They have a black commander.
Yeah, they have a black commander, but you know, if you could do like a tag team commander, then yeah, totally. But no.
But that's not the format yet.
Let's just consider rogues as ninjas.
They're almost ninjas.
Almost.
With much less training.
Yeah.
So guess it's my turn.
Yeah, sure.
So my commander of the week, we're going to basically what I told you a bit earlier on tappedout.net, the page where people put all their decks. There is an article series called Front Page Feature. And basically, the guy picks out the most fun decks that he found on the front page and presents them. There is some standard deck that won the front page title. But my Alesha deck was one of the runners-up, so I'm really happy about that.
Yay.
And people started commenting on the Alesha. That's one of the decks they've been searching for. All the Enter the Battlefield Wildly deck,
mm-hmm.
which basically Alesha is. And murder stuff. Like murder all the stuff.
Murder.
So my girlfriend asked the question you all ask yourself, if a double-striking creature gets more double-strike, is it quadruple-strike? Sadly, no.
Sadly, for now, it doesn't stack.
She wants to murder me with quadruple strike for some reason. That's why you get all the extra combats. That's why you play Narset. And give Narset double strike.
Fuck Narset.
And fuck Narset's shield.
Yeah, but Narset doesn't benefit from double strike.
Fuck.
No, but if you make if you make a Voltron Narset.
If you enjoy playing bad magic, then yeah, sure.
What's the name of this podcast again? Elder Dragon Pro Player Podcast or what?
Wait, it's not? Sorry, I was absent for all the until I was announced. Okay, yeah, if you enjoy playing fun decks, then yeah, go for your Vulture.
Okay, let's not go that far and say that Narset can be fun in any shape or form. So you know.
Yeah, I can hear the anguished cries in the background about her being fun.
Yeah, that's a basically Timmy player meeting Narset. You know how that ends up.
Yeah. It's like Timmy player meets Blue, but on steroids.
Something like that. But Kate also got white and red to kill all the stuff, and Blue to do the usual Blue stuff.
Oh, this week, we're having our modern tournament, and I made. And the last one was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I went 2 and 3, and it was horrible. It's like aggressive deck upon aggressive deck, then and elves and affinity and goblins. Oh my god, the goblin and infect and everything. And it's like, again, I ran into 0 mid range decks. So for next time, I decided to make a mono red Tron because simply because I don't have enough cantrips to play an red green Tron, and I'm just putting in every burn I can find. I'm just going to kill everything. Nothing can survive. Nothing. I just won't let anything survive this time. Stupid swarmy decks and their creatures. I mean, it was just really frustrating that knowing that mid-range decks are like better right now, I guess, to see so many aggressive decks.
Well, you gotta pump those sweepers.
So I'm just gonna put mono red and use every single target shock and lightning bolt and sudden shock. Yeah, sudden shock is going to be my bread and butter against infect because they can't pump their guys anymore, ever.
You sound a bit bitter about it.
Kind of.
Just a little bit.
I tried with a mono green filled with removals, you know, those colorless removals from Gatewatch, but oh yeah, and of course 3 fogs in the main, and yeah, I could more than slightly annoy infect players, but it wasn't enough to stop them.
That's why you need to have a full playset.
No, I mean I do remember all the times where I needed just one more turn, but it turns out that those situations are actually really rare. Because if I lose on one turn, I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose on the following turn.
You should play then that deck that takes all the turns.
I'll think about that. Or just play mono blue Tron with time stretchers. Yay.
That sounds like a lot of fun for somebody.
Well, everybody had their fun, now it's time for me to have my fun.
I mean, you don't play modern to actually have fun, you play to win.
Of course. Well, for fun, you play Commander, which is our podcast about.
Oh, really? Wait, this is a... Oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong podcast. I'm going to have to leave.
I mean, yeah, actually, our podcast is just Dirtle. So,
okay.
Dirtle into Modern, Dirtle into Commander, you name it.
So let's speak about cards that actually aren't dirtling or even messing around just a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Can I start with the one card that's just better than all? Mister, I'm going to hang out with a certain white-haired chick. Mister, I'm going to wreck Standard so hard that it hasn't been wrecked since Affinity days. The one, the only, Jace, the Mind Sculptor, who's better than all. He's in this set, and I want to open him so much. Look at it.
Yeah, but I'd rather get the Mana Crypt, but hey.
Well, my handle on Twitter is at BluestManInMTG, so this gets me a bit more riled up than, you know...
Yeah.
You can see that.
Yeah, I can see that, man.
Although casting a Mana Crypt in 2 islands is a pretty fun play, and then getting Jace the Mind Sculptor in turn 2. Sounds like a fun play.
I can do that with Sol Ring, but yeah, then you don't have open mana on turn 1. What kind of monster does that?
So yeah, they finally brought back Jace in a set that isn't World Wake, and I think that Legacy and Vintage actually needed that. Because you need to play Jace in all those formats, especially in Vintage.
Oh yeah. It also reminds me of these other used-to-be Modern powerhouses that got reprinted in here and you still can't play them in Modern.
Like
Deathrite Shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Deathrite Shaman and Bloodbraid Elf.
Yeah, they used to be in the same deck. They used to be so good in the same deck. And yeah.
But then they reprint such powerhouses as Giant Solifuge and they are still Modern legal.
Oh, well.
When specifically they said they are trying not to print powerful Modern cards in this set.
Don't forget, they also printed the Eldrazi Hate card in Wrath of God. Oh, wait.
Yeah. But Giant Solifuge, man, that's
meta
warping.
Giant Solifuge belongs in the category of cards that will make you sad when you open them in your booster. Gee, I paid $10 for this. Hooray!
Well, you know, that's the thing. This set looks amazing to draft. It's really, really cool to draft. It almost reminds me of a cube. So it seems fun to draft. There are some sick combos like World Gorger Dragon into, you know, Animate Dead. And
you mean a Mythic Rare into an uncommon?
Yeah. Well, if you have Animate Dead, I don't think you're gonna be sad by opening World Dragon.
By the way, how do you win if you have those two cards in this set? Is there anything that actually enables you to win?
Well, you need at least one other card that triggers off of anything.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for through the spoiler. I haven't actually looked at the spoiler, but I'm looking... Is there anything that actually enables you to win when the whole...
Well, you can use Regal Force to draw some cards. That's a thing.
We're looking for a way to win. Actually, Keldon Champion.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, and he's in red.
Yeah, that's a thing. I don't see anything else currently, and that's kind of worrying.
Well, you do have, like, board sweepers, and...
Yeah, but if you ensemble the combo, you actually need to win with it somehow.
You have Blood Artist.
How does that... Oh, well, also Keldon Marauders.
Oh, well, Blood Artist actually doesn't work, doesn't it?
Yep, it doesn't work at all.
Gitu Slinger.
Yeah, that's a thing. Basically, you need to be heavily in red for this.
Yeah.
Oh, and also... No.
Oh, you can have Sengir, Autocrat, and Tooth and Claw.
Oh, and what?
Oh, and lose all those guys.
Yeah,
every time.
I was just about to say, I don't think it works the way you want it to.
But you can do it at the end. No, it doesn't work at all.
So a lot of things actually don't work from the combos we want to do.
Yeah.
They didn't put a lot of things to enable that combo for a reason. But things that enable the combo are uncommons and commons, so you should be good if you manage to assemble it.
Well, look, you can get a lot of board advantage with that, with some of the cards, but that's about it. Not really a lot of cards that make you win outright.
So if you want to speak about a card that's really good in Commander, how about Vampiric Tutor?
Oh yeah, Vampiric Tutor.
Vampiric Tutor?
I never played in my life.
Vampiric Tutor, a.k.a. the art that should have been Necropotence.
You think?
It's a skull.
Well, Necropotence has Necropotence art on it.
Yeah, but the Necropotence needs a skull art a bit more, if you ask me. Because a skull actually screams, oh, look, this is Necro. A skull doesn't scream to me, oh, look, this is a Vampiric Tutor. It's just my gripe. Actually, I think that Necro art should be a Vampiric Tutor art. It looks more vampiric-y.
Yeah, but it's not a lot more tutory. But then again, Vampiric Tutor doesn't seem tutory also.
Yeah, but this art with a skull would look more like Necropotence.
No,
I would actually be happy if they actually got the original art for Necro, but they can't because of the copyright issues with the old artists, I think.
Oh.
But if they could put the old Necro art, that would be just home run. Because everybody knows the skull. The skull is well known. Speaking of
art, I can't believe they passed an opportunity to put an Emrakul sneaking up on somebody on sneak attack. They got a new art for sneak attack and they just didn't use, like, put a humongous titan sneaking up on somebody from, like, behind a tree.
And they could have put anything besides this. This is an art.
Who uses goblins in sneak attack?
That's not even a goblin. I think this seems more like a Kabu or something like that.
Who sneaks attacks Flame Tongue Kabu then?
Actually, sneaking up Flame Tongue Kabu makes some sense. No, it's not a Flame Tongue.
This is green.
It looks like a Kabu of any sort.
It's a green Kabu.
They could at least put in a demon like Grizzlebrand, you know.
Oh, yeah. Or. No, wait, that's for...
I mean, if they put Grizzlebrand in, it would be like, guess what decks this goes into?
Yeah. Maybe that will be too suggesting.
So what? I love the card, but I'm disappointed by this, so you know. But you know what card has an epic art? Natural Order.
Oh, Natural Order. Yeah, but it has the same art, right?
Yes, but it's iconic. Plus, this is one of the artists they still have on a payroll, so... They can use her art. It's Therese Nielsen's.
Oh, Nice.
Yeah, I was going to Tris Nielsen art, you know, from The Gatherer, just to see her. She did a lot of epic art.
Yes, she did.
Some of it was like, I didn't even know this was her, but damn. So what is the next card that piqued your interest?
Well, Belcher has a pretty good art.
Oh, Belcher has a really good art. Did you see all the details they have on the Belcher art?
Yeah, it just Belcher's everything.
There's even a Black Lotus.
Yeah, there's a Black Lotus, or maybe it's Lotus Bloom, because you can use that.
It's literally Black Lotus.
It's a Black Lotus, yeah.
It's a carrot, it's a bone, it's a footprint? What is this?
Everything they could find.
Everything that's not a mountain.
Yes.
Basically. Yeah, Belcher isn't the card that you'll use often, but it's a fun card.
Well, it's like a budget legacy deck.
Yeah, but it's not an EDH card that you're going to use, like, ever.
Landless Belcher,
In EDH?
Yeah. Somebody make it happen. Come on.
It won't be me, but somebody make it happen. Oh, speaking of sweet new art, Ashen's Altar.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. I mean, Ashen's Altar is a card that a lot of decks can use and should use. And it has this sweet two colorless symbols. Plus, it has
to emphasize that there's colorless mana.
Yeah. Because that's how the rules work now.
Yay.
And yeah, it's... Oh, look, a $5 uncommon. Relic of Progenitus.
Sure, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's really fine.
I could definitely.
Since we're at colorless right now, let's talk about a really unfun card, Winter Orb. It got a new art, and it got its rules text updated.
Again?
Yeah. So it came back to the as long as Winter Orb is untapped thing. It
so, you can, like, use, oh my god, now I back to the best podcasters ever, Icy Manipulator.
Yes.
It's flavorful, because ice and winter.
Yes, and it used to be a combo, back in the day.
Yeah, now it's gonna be a combo again.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting a Winter Orb for my Alesha deck, then I figured out, why should I get an artifact when I can get Kokori Dust Drinker?
Yeah, because who needs friends?
No, not that, because it's a 2-2. I can get it back with Alesha.
Well, nobody wants you to have it in play, ever.
Oh, well, then sucks to be that.
That's their problem.
That's a problem I have to deal with. And when you're playing against a rampy deck like my girlfriend has, you kind of want those lands to not be untapping. I'm just fighting for survival.
Yeah, that's why you should always use Mana Rocks instead of more lands, kids.
And that's why you need to play Vandal Blast, speaking of. Artifacts, Isochron Scepter.
Upgraded to a rare.
Yeah, and Duplicant also upgraded. Oh no, it was always a rare, right?
It was always a rare, but it got the Commander Arsenal art.
Yeah, which is sweet.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay an arm and a leg to get that art.
Nope. And, since it's Divining Top, got upgraded in both rarity and art.
That's a card that people should never use because they don't know how to use it.
Everybody knows how to use it and says Divining Top.
No, they don't. It's, you do think I'm going to top. You think I'm going to do the top again, okay. End of your turn, topping. Beginning of my turn, I'm going to top again. You haven't drawn a single card, but you're going to top 16 times. That's what people often do.
Yeah, that's what you have to use since it's Divining Top with your future sight for infinite value.
Okay, that's a thing. But no,
didn't future sight get reprinted as well?
Oh, it did, actually.
And with the new art.
Segway. It's not the new art, it was in Conspiracy.
Yeah, but it's new in a non-Conspiracy.
It's a new bitching art. That one we can agree on. Also, you know what reprint warms my heart? That's actually the whole cycle.
Sinkhole.
No, that's the cycle of reprints. The Gladiators from Onslaught. Gerard Rakanis, Visara, Rorix with new art, and Silvos.
So that's why they're all here. I was wondering why is Jareth here? Why is Visara? Why is Silvo? Okay, Silvos I can actually see. But what are Arcanis, Visara, and Jareth doing here?
Commander rares, that's why.
Yeah, but they're like not really sought after rares?
Visara is, Arcanis is, Silvos in some green decks, and Jareth and Rorix are
Yeah, Visara saw some reprints. Arcanis saw some reprints. Yes. The rest didn't, so I guess availability?
Is, That, and I mean, if you put like two or three of them, might as well put the whole cycle. Because they're not, you know, huge commander, everybody has to play them, but those are the cards people love to play. I mean, I love playing Arcanes.
Oh, they're also really good, they're in the reanimation targets.
That's especially Rorik's.
Oh, yeah, that's like, oh, swings for six. Sweet.
Yep. It doesn't seem like much flying and haste. It's really boring, actually. But it, when it starts swinging, you notice it. Also, reprints Honden Cycle.
Yeah, did not see that coming.
Nobody did, but I don't mind Hondens. I like them.
Maybe they could have like completed the cycle and just put on the Myojins as well.
I actually wouldn't mind that.
Put them instead of the gladiators, because then you have a complete cycle.
Yeah, why not? Plus, I always like having more of the black and blue Myojins and white.
Almost aren't like all the Myojins commander playable? Of course they are.
Especially
the black one is especially like.
No, especially the red one.
I didn't see any red ones, but I know that all black decks run the black.
Yeah, but I mean, red one is lands? What lands?
Yeah.
And of Hondens, which
just,
one?
You just combine that with Burrow's Charm, and then everybody hates you. Yay!
Oh my god. I want to do that now. Thank you for giving me horrible, horrible, horrible idea.
You can do it in Alesha!
Yes, I can, actually can. You know I'm going to be single now. You're aware of the fact.
Oh, look, you can also use the white Myojin and kill everything as well.
Oh, that's not a... Oh, yeah, not everything. My creatures are...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You just play the red and white Myojin, you crack a Boros Charm, and then watch everybody's face when they realize what's going to happen.
And then next. You crack everybody else's things.
Well, you just watch their reaction when they figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, what are the Hondens is your favorite? Which one of the five?
I'm going to say Seeing Winds, because draws cards.
It's a good answer. I use a lot of the Infinite Rage one when I was playing Rakdos.
Oh, I used to use Honden of Infinite Rage when I started playing Magic and didn't know that Legendary Rule was a thing, so I just put... Oh, yeah. Look at me, I placed two Hondens of Infinite Rage. That means I can do two damage per Honden. Holy crap, this card is overpowered.
And then you actually had Infinite Rage when you figured out the rule.
Then people told me, no. Legendary means you can have only one at the field. Oh.
But I wanted to do a thing.
I have to get... Oh, look, Honden of Cleansing Fire is... 3 is cheaper than everything else. Let's use that. So, yeah.
Honden of Cleansing Fire doesn't actually do anything.
Gives life?
Like I said, it doesn't actually do anything. Even the Life's Web does something.
But gives guys.
Actually, Honden of Cleansing Fire does something if you're playing Karlov.
Does stuff then, yes.
But usually, nah.
Or Olora.
Or Olora. Could you not trigger me just by mentioning that prick? Oh, speaking of nice things in Commander reprints, 8.5 Tails.
Oh, 8.5 Tails. I loved 8.5 Tails in my Super Friends deck.
Yeah, he's... Oh. Now I remember the things he did with it, and I was like, please.
It's like, yeah, it was really limiting because you play 5 colors, and you need specifically white for one of his abilities, but then you just put the thing, you know, that thing.
The thing.
Yeah, the Chromatic Lantern.
Uh-huh.
And now you don't care about your planes. Everything is planes.
Yay! I don't like...
My planeswalkers don't die.
I personally...
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why is everybody leaving?
Don't run.
I want to have friends. But I don't personally like 8.5 Tails, but he's a commander staple and people love it, so... I don't mind it being printed.
8.5 Tails is really cool because it offers some unexpected utility.
I'm always at the opposite side of 8.5 Tails, so that might be the thing. Although, I wouldn't mind it in Alesha, to be honest.
Well, you know what? This target permanent you control gains protection from white until end of turn is... you know what? I would much rather it said it skipped the whole you control.
Because
it would be really fun... Like, denying equipping.
Yep.
Denying buff spells. That would be just so fun, but then
denying self-bounce.
But that would be a really broken card.
Yeah, that would be 9.5 Tails.
But then again, it's in the same set as Jitte, so...
Yeah, but Jitte never did anything broken.
Oh, no.
And that was, like, 5 seconds of just pure silence.
Yeah, why didn't they print Jita in this set as well?
Because they had enough Planeswalkers in the set, so...
Oh! Yeah! They have more than Jace! They also have the greatest thief in the multiverse! Who managed to steal everybody's money because now he's as expensive as hell!
He always was!
Well, now he's a little less, and we're talking about Dak Faden.
A.K.A. the vintage Planeswalker along with two Jaces.
Now he's back from that plane.
What, Fiora?
Yeah, Fiora. That's the name. And now he's in Eternal Masters, and hopefully we'll see him.
Hopefully, I might get him, hopefully.
Decent price drop to get him, because...
Let's not go that far.
Well, we also have a Brago. Brago, his last printing before Conspiracy when he's brutally murdered. Spoiler alert.
if you want to talk something interesting for Commander, yes, Brago is a really good Commander, but also Maelstrom Wanderer with new art. This will maybe be a $58 million card. Because
well, yeah, now he's still stopping a $58 million card, except his foil version. I mean, this foil Wanderer beats that... I'm sure that this foil Wanderer will beat the Arsenal foil Wanderer, like it'll just...
It looks so good. It has already.
It looks so good.
Currently
it actually looks menacing.
Yes. I mean, the old one also looks menacing, it's just skittle. But it looks more like, Tyrannid or something.
This one looks like I'm here to end your world.
As he does.
Yeah, it's a giant solitude here with this some kind of new art.
You know why they didn't print Jita? They already had Deathrite Shaman in the set, so I think the three Planeswalkers is more than enough.
No, but they have to have a Planeswalker in every type. They have a Planeswalker, they have a Creature Planeswalker, and now they have to have an Artifact Planeswalker.
That is the point. Oh, by the way, Vindicate is back!
Yay, hooray for more Vindicates.
But do you really need Vindicate when Other End and Anguished Plan Making are here?
You said Other End.
Yes, I always say Other End. Because I want to alter mine that it has Zurgo just milking a cow.
Well, Vindicate is definitely better than Other End.
It's not instant speed and it's destroy, not exile. So, when you're
it kills lands.
Yes, but when you're facing that Blightsteel Colossus, which one would you like to have more?
That's a point.
And I've faced the Blightsteel Colossus, so yeah.
But this way you can have two Sorin Arts.
That's a point.
Vindicate and Anguished Unmaking.
That's a point. I mean, why not play all three? Oh, you want to talk about a really good EDH playable card? Braid's Cabal Minion. Oh, wait. Now I'm sad.
I was hoping you'd say Baleful Strix. Okay.
Oh, Baleful Strix is an awesome card, but I want Braids Unbanned as a normal creature. As a commander, it's not something that should ever be allowed.
Yeah, but it's not banned in 1v1, isn't it?
Yeah, but Sol Ring is not banned in 1v1, I think, so...
Oh, yeah. No turn 2 Braids.
When you can, do the turn 2 Braids, it's much less oppressive.
Yeah, but the whole thing about that ban list is to make it more clear, so if it's banned, it's banned as a general and as a creature, which is okay.
It got banned, the whole ban as commander got removed because MTGO is a thing, and it couldn't be coded properly. It was coded, but it caused errors and things like that, so they were like, okay, let's cut with it.
Nevertheless, Baleful Strix and Shardless Agent are both plane chase cards that finally see...
Also, they are cards that go in the same deck in Legacy.
I guess I wonder why. Both of them are like insane.
Yeah, Shardless Bug is a fun deck to play. Or Shardless Sultai, whatever you prefer.
Baleful Strix is so cool. It has such pretty art. Oh, and the foil Baleful Strix. Oh man, I just want a foil Baleful Strix.
Don't we all? Okay, can we now name all the tutors in the set?
Well,
we have Enlightened Tutor, Mystical Tutor, Vampiric Tutor, we have Gamble, we have Greenstone Zenith, and what else?
Natural Lore Order?
Kinda, but I was referring to Entomb. Entomb is also a tutor.
Oh, yeah.
Entomb is such a tutor.
Well, I was hoping, when I saw Enlightened Tutor and Mystical Tutor, I was hoping for that Green Tutor.
Worldling. I was actually also hoping for that, but they gave us Green Sense in it, so...
Which is, guess what, banned in Modern.
I mean, but this isn't Modern Masters, so...
No, I'm just saying, it's like those Modern powerhouses that are banned.
Yep.
And now they're printing them here.
I mean, they found their home in Legacy. Also, speaking of Legacy fun cards, Ikarid.
Yeah.
That card doesn't lose you friends, and that deck doesn't lose you friends. Mmm, dredge.
Oh, also, Sinkhole, more available now.
That sounds like a card I should get.
But man, look at the black for drafting. It's like insane. They have Sinkhole, they have Toxic Deluge, they have...
Him.
They have him at Uncommon.
Cabal Therapy, Victimize.
They have so many good cards.
Necrotal, Blood Artist, Sanguine Autocrat. Like, by the way, did you see the...
There's like Night's Whisper and Phyrexian Rager for the card draws.
Did you see the Surf Tokens, by the way?
No.
I'm going to send you the image right now.
Innocent Blooded Common.
Yep. Here, look at the Skype chat. Look at the Surf Tokens. I want like 15 of them. They look so good.
Oh, yeah, they are pretty dope.
They look really good. I wouldn't even use them as surf, I would just use them for anything. I might get like a couple of them and give it to girlfriend just to be Cobalt tokens.
But for that Cobalt tokens, you can't play Prosh and use something else as not as Cobalt tokens.
The thing is, nobody's sending me any Cobalt tokens. And Pukatrade, by the way, if you have Cobalt tokens and want to send them my way from Pukatrade, just contact me.
There you go.
I got points. Yeah, but black looks really fun. Also, speaking of things that are going to wreck drafting tables, Rancor at Uncommon.
Rancor at Uncommon.
Yes, Rancor is a card. Rancor is a card that makes every creature stupid.
Especially Yavimaya Enchantress that is common.
I mean, green red enchantments, can that happen? It can, I think.
Green what? Red?
Yeah.
Why not green white?
I don't know.
So you can have... Yeah, Maya Enchantress, Argosian Enchantress, which is a mythic for some reason.
It
and
has
Mesa Enchantress, which was downgraded to Uncommon.
I mean, it needs to be an Uncommon.
What, Mesa?
Yeah.
What about the mythic?
The mythic, that's another thing. It's more of a... This has never been printed, reprinted. Plus, it has Shroud and it's 2 mana. While Mesa needs 2 white and colorless.
Well, Giant Solifuge has... Shroud, Trample, and Haste.
That's why it's a rare.
Why is it the mythic?
Why is it a rare at all?
Why is it in this set at all?
You know what's also in this set, but actually makes you happy? Swords to Plowshares.
Oh man, that's like their, millionth reprint?
Which is good, because people that play white in EDH need Swords to Plowshares. People that play white in Legacy need Swords to Plowshares, also in Vintage. Also
everybody
cube.
Needs Swords to Plowshares except modern players.
I was going to say modern players need it as well, but they're not going to get it. Also, Sylvan Libraries in this set. How awesome is that?
And rare.
As it should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just found this, but you know about that in Pauper, how they banned Cloud of Fairies because
yes.
It enabled so much broken combos?
Because it was too good.
Well, now they downgraded Peregrine Drake to a common. So, yeah, their combo is still here, but the creature is 5 mana instead of 2, so it's not quite as good, but I'm...
But still. Oh, by the way, Price of Progress, it's here in the set.
Yeah.
For all the people playing Mono Red, you can just grin and get it much cheaper, Price of Progress, now.
Yeah, definitely. Although this is, like, they said this is, limited set, even more limited than the first Modern Master.
Still, it's going to get more copies circulating.
Yeah.
And Factor of Fiction is back, one of my favorite cards ever, with original art, with Squee being confused.
Yeah, we have Deep Analysis with the bonus art.
Deep Anal. That's the only way you can actually say that card's name, Deep Anal.
But I'm... there's surprisingly almost no Worms in this set.
Gee, that's
I
a
wonder
huge
why.
Mistake. Are you going to...
They did print Roar of the Worm, which I need to get.
Yep, because it's a Worm card. Oh, speaking of the cards you need to get, Foil
it's a decent Entomb target as well, is it?
Yeah, it is. But I was going to say foil counterspell. You need to get that. Because look how pretty it's going to be from this set.
Let's hope.
It will. I mean, look at the blue thing coming out of him. It's going to look so great in foil.
So will Hydroblast and Pyroblast.
All the hate cards.
Yeah.
But sadly, even though I love blue, I have to say that Pyroblast is much better than Hydroblast. Because you have really good counterspells in blue, but not in red.
Mm.
And most of the counterspells you want to counter G in blue. Like Forces of Will and things.
It's nice to see a balance reprint. It's just too bad it's not legal in Commander. Multiplayer, at least.
Yeah.
Also, it's a horrible Commander.
You know what's the card I'm glad they reprinted? Tragic Slip. Because there's nothing funnier when a huge Eldrazi god wants to hit you, but and then slips.
Or you know, a literal Theros god.
Yeah. Or even better, a dragon that's flying slips.
Yeah. Just a banana, a random banana peel in the sky.
Whoopsie.
Falls right into his grave.
Also, how fun is Humble being reprinted?
Oh, and it's also downgraded to rare. To common.
As it should. And also, you know what's a really annoying card? Collision Honor Guard.
Collision? Oh.
A Flag Bearer.
You How know many how... are the Flag Bearers are there?
Two. This and two mana one. But do you know how annoying those cards are? How people want to kill those cards? And then you attack with Alesha and they come back again.
Well, they have to kill it with a card. It says so on them.
Yep.
But then again, you can't buff your stuff. Haha.
You can. It just, you know, won't do the thing you want.
Yeah, you can try. Oh, yeah, then... I was going to say, then you can, like, cast them in response, but you can't.
No, you can't.
It's while choosing targets. Yeah.
By the way, Innocent Blood is printed as common again. And that's a card that really needed a reprint.
Yeah, definitely.
Each player sacrifices a creature. Oh, no. Poor me. My decks would just cry or can't. Anything else we need to cover from this set?
Fatality.
So what else do we need to talk about from these cards? Oh, the lands!
Yeah, whatever.
What do you mean whatever? Caracas is here.
Oh, you mean the not common lands, the lands
yes.
We're probably not going to see.
You mean the proper lands, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering why there was one less white mythic in the set, and then I realized it's Caracas.
Caracas is kind of white.
Well, it gives white mana, so
yeah.
It's pretty white.
It's best planes ever.
Except it's not a planes.
You know what I mean, it taps for white, so.
It's also one of the best lands ever, period.
Yeah, if you're playing, you know, certain hate cards, like, you know, Talia's, and they want to kill it. Or if they play certain 15-15 monstrosity, and you wouldn't want it to kill you.
Or you play a certain guy that exiles itself and another permanent.
Yep. It's a really fun card that you won't be able to play in EDH. At least if you're going by the official list, if you're having a house rule, more power to you, actually.
Also this Wasteland that's rare.
Mm-hmm, as it should be.
But I don't think there will be as many copies as Wasteland as there will be Giant Solifuges.
Yeah.
And Maze of Ith.
Maze of Ith. It's a card that EDH players love with a good reason.
Especially Super Friends players.
Yep. And dirtily group hug decks and things like that.
Yes.
Oh no, you're going to finish the game that's been lasting for 6 hours, Maze of It. Untap that thing.
No, why won't you let me finish?
No, everybody stays until I get bored of this game, and I never get bored.
I feed on your despair.
Also for Vintage players, Misha's Factory. It's a win condition factory decks. Workshop decks, I mean.
Oh.
Yes, a 2-2 is a win condition in Vintage.
Of course.
Fun
the
is...
Bears get the job done.
It's fun when you attack with Misha's Factory and you use the other Misha's Factory to boost it up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you win the game. 3 damage at a time. Especially when your certain golems got restricted.
Yeah, they're not restricted in Modern, so...
Yeah, they're in Vintage, which is a much more fun format than Modern.
I don't know. Never tried Vint.
I never have tried, but I watch VSL, as you know, each week, so... By the way, you know what's a funny death I seen in VSL? So, Bob Marr has all the turns because he assembled Time Vault and Voltaic Key combo. You know what he also has in play? Mana Crypt.
Ouch.
Do you see where this is going to?
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. It's funny when you have infinite turns, but it's much less fun when your mana crypt kills you.
Oh.
And he tried to get something else with Tinker before. He had the Time Vault. Oh yeah, he tinkered, and he didn't tinker the mana crypt, but he wanted to find the Blightsteel. He forgot he sided out the Blightsteel.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
He almost won the game, but, you know, mana crypt killed him.
He's so greedy.
Yeah, it's not so greedy, it's, you know, he played the mana vault, mana crypt way earlier. But he assembled infinite turn combo, and there you go.
Yeah, this set has a lot of really nice cards.
As it should, because this is, you know, here comes the money set.
Yeah, the money set, but the money set costs too much.
Gee.
I think it costs too much.
Yeah. Like
$10 is like really too much for this set.
And that's the MSRP.
Especially seeing that really so few cards are going to give you even your booster worth, and if not more. Well, but the handful that give you your booster worth actually can give you multiple booster worth.
Like Jace or things like that, or Vampiric Tutor.
Wasteland.
And Tomb.
But thinking again, but you can argue, which is actually a valid point, that this set is not meant for
the booster game.
For just buying boosters and cracking them. It's meant for drafting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I completely agree with it. You should just draft this set. You don't gamble with buying one booster because it's so low a chance that you're actually going to pay off your booster. But you go for a draft.
No. I will be that idiot that buys one booster of that and gets disappointed.
Yeah, but if you don't get disappointed, then you'll turn out, then it'll be really cool for you.
Next year, come on. I'm going to get disappointed.
Well, at least you're going to get a foil.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more like, maybe I'll get a cool uncommon.
Get a cool foil uncommon, eh?
That
maybe
would be nice.
A capital therapy.
That would be nice.
Days.
Okay, a foil cabal therapy would pay the booster off.
Foil days would also.
How much is the foil days?
Like a bajillion dollars, I don't know.
Like all the dollars. I'm first going to see how much is the cabal therapy foiled one. Oh, it's $17. Wow.
There you go.
So you just have to open like a pro and that's it.
Yeah.
I just don't open like a pro. Foil day. Okay, I'm using Puka Trade to see the average price. I think that they got the foil price wrong. You know what's the foil price?
For what?
$89. I think that's a mistake.
For what?
For days, foiled.
Actually, no, that's kind of correct.
What?
That's kind of correct.
$89 for foil days?
Yeah, and it was more expensive before.
Yeah, but this is an uncommon set that's going to be opened kinda a lot, not that much, but kinda a lot.
Not enough a lot.
Oh, damn. Now I want to open, like, 6 of them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now, just back to what I was saying, I want to say, yeah, go ahead and draft this if you have financial, go for it. But the problem is, we're already getting a superior drafting set this year.
Conspiracy?
So we have two drafting sets that are, and Conspiracy is specifically designed to be just a drafting set. And guess what? The boosters don't cost $10.
Yeah, but boosters don't have Jace in them.
They had Deck Faden.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that actually drove the sales.
They had a decent amount of good cards in them.
Yeah, they actually did. They had a lot of good reprints.
And they were actually affordable.
Yeah, they were. I got a couple of them.
So, I would be okay with... that just makes this whole Eternal Masters $10 thing even worse, because for $10 you can get three of these.
Potential upside is much lower than conspiracies.
Yeah.
This is their way of saying, okay, you know what, Eternal players are going to give you a small nudge. Like, a really small nudge.
I just think that the Eternal Masters should have been priced like the first Modern Masters.
That was what, $6?
Something like that, yeah.
I think something like that, yeah.
I mean, even $7 would be more, would be fine, but 10 is a bit too much.
I mean, if you want the cards, specific cards, you're just going to get singles, aren't you?
Yeah. But so, then again, I really want to crack some boots.
Well, then show some money.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm just, all of my whining has, I don't think has any merit to it, but hey, I like to whine.
Are you actually going to participate in a booster draft with this set?
Well, that depends.
On what?
Well, if I sell some certain cards, then yeah.
By the way, how much...
But otherwise, no.
How much is the Jace going on for these days?
Oh, I was planning to sell him for like $60 to somebody, but then people started losing interest in him because they knew he was going to be reprinted before he was announced.
Yeah.
It was like before, 2 months ago, everybody was saying, yeah, they're going to reprint Jace. So I just couldn't get rid of mine.
What would be the price right now for Jace? What did you be willing to sell it on?
Oh, I wasn't referring to Jace, by the way.
No, I'm referring to Jace.
Oh, well, this says 60 euros, so I guess his price won't really drop after all. I mean, his price can't really drop.
Yes, he's better than all.
It's like the Goyf. The Goyf didn't, his price didn't drop at all. It went up.
It went up.
Two reprints.
You know why it happened?
Because it's a Goyf.
No, but you know what's actually the fact that happened? People opened up their Modern Masters boosters, and then they were like, okay, I can either sell this guy, or get three more and play Modern. And that was a problem.
So people were just like, no, I'll just get three more.
Yeah.
Or they would open the foil Goyf and get, and, you know, I can trade this one for foil, for a place.
For four normal ones.
Yeah, for a place then play.
Well, you know, you get Lilianas of the Veil and get a much better card. That's also a thing.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, but it still trips me out that Liliana is so expensive.
Yeah, nobody would... And I don't think that anybody anticipated her being so... Actually, so powerful.
Yeah, but then turns out she's really good in Legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not even that good in Modern, but in Legacy she's a powerhouse.
What? She's insane in Modern.
Yeah, but she's even better in Legacy, I think.
I guess with him to Turok being a thing...
Yep.
It's like, hey... We both choose to discard a card. Oh, you have one card in your hand. I'm so sorry. I don't know how this happened.
Oh, no. Oh, by the way, I asked you about the Jace price because I might take it from your hands this summer.
Oh, well, I'm not playing Super Friends anymore, so...
I mean, I might just wait for the Flippy Jace's price to drop down and make a mono blue Jace tribal deck. That sounds like fun, actually. I know a guy online who actually made that. And it looks like hell of fun. Oh, there it is. I found the guy.
Yeah, I think I'll just... but I was really considering about going to... I'm really considering about going to a draft.
Yeah?
Because in worst case scenario, I can draft more... I can go rare drafting and get more than three rares.
I mean, why wouldn't you rare draft in a set like this? Oh no, guys, I went 0-3. I got Jace, a couple Therapists foil, and things like that.
Yeah,
for me.
That's going to happen. You're going to get Pyrokinesis, Xanthid Swarm, Imperius Perfect. That would be your three boosters. But then somebody will send you a Mother of Runes, 8.5 Tails, Malicious Affliction, even, maybe, possibly, or a Heritage Druid.
I'm okay with that. I'm honestly okay with that line of
that kind of thing. Or a Giant Solifuge. Yeah, it's a rare.
Okay, Giant Solifuge I can... Actually, in draft, it's not that bad, actually.
It's actually a really good draft card, yeah.
Yeah.
It kills a Wall of Omens.
It does.
In the set.
And it lives.
Yeah, it dies to a Necrotal in block.
It dies to Mother of Runes.
If she can... Well...
Block and tap.
Yeah. And Mother of Runes survives that if she can actually give herself protection.
That's what I said. Block and tap.
Young Pyromancer also, it makes guys that block it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I remember the Ravnica days when I could block a Giant Soulfuge with my Boros Recruit. That was so fun.
Damage on a stack was a fun thing.
It's not even because damage on the stack, it's because I kill him, because yeah. I have first strike, so I mean, he doesn't do damage.
He has a spear, so...
Yes, he's like, he just points that spear in front of him, and the giant tickle monster gets tickled before it...
Who wants a tickle? Oh no, I'm dead. So, I think that's more or less...
And Toxic Deluge, dude.
Oh,
Toxic
yeah.
Deluge. Finally, a normal reprint. A card that's actually very good in Commander and very good in Legacy.
And in the Vintage especially.
Oh, guess what it kills? It kills True Name Nemesis. Nobody can do anything. It kills Gaddock Teague.
No, you know what it kills in Vintage? It kills all the Mentor tokens and Mentor himself.
It also kills Gaddock Teague.
Yeah, that guy needs to die, seriously, like, all the time. Like, I really hate him. Oh, are those your nuts? Guess I have a nice kick at them. Like, God, why is that card like EDH legal?
Yeah, I'm...
It's kind of ironic and hypocritical that I, a person who likes to blow up lands and everything, complain about him, but I'm a hypocrite. What can I say? I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. I just don't like him. I like sometimes to cast, you know, expensive spells.
Yeah, but no. Now, seeing this set, I really want to see what's in Conspiracy. I need to know.
You're just going to have to wait for, like, a month and a half?
Well, soon. Well, we're going to have Eldritch
Moon spoilers,
Eldritch
yeah.
Eldritch spoilers.
Yep, so, that's a word. Yeah. That's a word. Good job.
I can words.
You can words, but not very good.
Shut up.
So if that has been that, we'll see. We'll hear from you next week. Will we continue our regular Dirtle topics? We actually have some lined up that are going to actually be quite interesting and somewhat controversial, at least from regular EDH standpoint. And we're going to try to have some cool guests in near future. And I think that's it. Our regular info, Facebook, my Twitter and everything, you can find it in the show notes. Niksha, anything else you have to say?
Goblin Trenches. Oh, yeah.
So business as usual, and this has been Igor, episode 8 of the Elder Dragon Dirtle podcast. And as
this has been Niksha.
Yes, it was, actually. And hey. As usual, the Emperor protects.
And as you all well know, Entaro Zeratul.
Okay, that's... oh no, not a...